It is stated views of Munir Chandra that he was a preacher of Dawat Islam. And what he would do is he would go to the areas in the neighborhood, stand on street corners and give dars, tell people, invite people to the path of righteousness. And there was a person there that didn't like him. There was a person there that didn't like Dawat Islam generally. So he formed the police up and said to the police that this person here is causing problems for us. He's causing a commotion for us. So the police came and they took him away, took him to the police station. And whilst in the police station, whilst his case was being dealt with, this person, this preacher, he did individual effort on one of the other people that was in the police station. Someone that had been sentenced to prison for 2 or 3 months. He did individual effort on him and he convinced him to come to the Sunnah-inspired gathering, the weekly Ijtima. And he said to him, if you come there, then inshaAllah you'll get your sins forgiven. And he did this on and said, this is an opportunity for you to get your sins forgiven. This is an opportunity for you to rectify yourself. And he did this individual effort on him. To the extent that that person that now was going to be spending some time in the jail, he said to him that, okay, I'll come, but you know, I want to be able to meet you when I come there. Can you tell me where you will be? So he explained to him that there's a certain meeting point. Whenever you come, I'm there, I'm always there at that time. So please come and meet me there. So the police, they were watching this. And they realized that this person, he's a genuine person. What is he doing? He's calling people to the path of righteousness. So they released him. You know, they dropped all charges on that. It must be someone that's just, you know, for the sake of it, causing trouble. This person's a nice person. This person calling people to the path of righteousness. So this person that was in jail now for 2 or 3 months, after his jail sentence, his police cell sentence had finished, he came and he remembered that intention that he had. And he went to the weekly Ijtima in the Global Madani Merkez Center for Zainab al-Din in Karachi in Pakistan. There he listened to the speech, he took part in the zikr, and during the dua he was in tears and he repented from all the sins that he had committed and made a sincere intention never to commit those sins again. And at the end of the Ijtima he remembered then where this person that had invited him was here, and he wanted to go and see him and obviously thank him for being able to call him to this center and call him to this week Ijtima. And he eventually wandered around and found that meeting point. And he asked about him. And someone said to him that that person that you are talking about, unfortunately, he passed away last Tuesday. So this person that had come out to the prison and now repented from the sins, he was in tears and he said that, you know, that person, alas, that person who, you know, has enabled me to come here, that person that has enabled me, you know, has done such a great favor on me, yeah? I can't do anything for him now. You know, he's done so much for me. I wanted to at least thank him that he's enabled me to come here, enabled me to shed tears in the court of Allah, enabled me to make good intentions. But, you know, he's not here. But then another preacher approached him and said, yes, you are right. You cannot thank him personally. You cannot do good. What you can do is you can do good deed for him and pass on the sawab, the blessings to him. And this next morning, inshaAllah, there is a 30-day Madani Kafa that will be traveling. Make the intention to travel on that Madri Kafla and pass on the blessings of all of that to this brother that passed away. And he made that intention and he traveled the same day on the 30-day Kafla, and to the extent of that person that was previously a criminal also himself became a preacher of Dawat Islam. Visa Madri Channel, there's a lot of, you know, Madri pearls there for us. And one of the Madri pearls that I want to touch on that affects all of us and affected me personally is that obviously in our lives, people pass away. And when people pass away, the things that we previously did for them, if your father, your mother passed away, previously you used to maybe look after them, you feed them, you take them places, you shop for them, whatever things you did for your parents, you can't do for them anymore. But what you can do is you can continue to do dua for them. You can continue to perform good deeds and pass on the blessings to them. And Dawat Islam is that platform, user and channel, that enables you, gives you the opportunities to travel in the Madani Kafla, to attend the weekly Ijtima, to do the dars, to do all these activities of Dawat Islam with the hope of passing these, the sawab on. Even you listening here now, listening to what I am saying, trying to take in what I am saying with intention of learning the deen, and you can say to that, when I act upon whatever I learn, I pass on the sawab of this, the blessings of this, to my deceased loved ones, then inshaAllah they will be rewarded. So there's great blessings in doing this. The other thing that we learn from that incident in the police station, that a preacher is a preacher no matter where he is. Yeah. He's always maintaining a sunnah attitude and attire. So wherever you are, whatever your job is, whether you're in the street, in the marketplace, whether you're in a funeral, when you're at work, wherever you are, you should have this mindset that my responsibility is to call people towards the to call people towards the path of righteousness, to call people towards namaz, to call people towards fasting, to call people towards paying the zakat, to call those people that is fund upon them to perform the hajj, to perform the hajj. If we can do that, then inshaAllah azawajal will be rewarded. And I remember once he was in the channel that somebody, he said to me that I employ a rule, a certain rule. And I said, what's the rule? He said, I call it the 3 foot rule. I said, the 3 foot rule? What is the 3 foot rule? He said, the three foot is a little bit longer than my arm. I said, okay. He said, whoever comes within 3 foot of me, I apply the 3 foot rule upon him. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, whoever comes within that range, I do individual effort upon him. So whoever he talks to, he does individual effort on them and calls them to the path of righteousness. And what a beautiful way to live your life. That you can be sitting amongst people and you can be talking about cricket, you can be talking about politics. But if you have this mindset, viewers of the channel, you can at the same time get involved in the conversation, but bring it round to call them to the path of righteousness. Bring it round to calling them to the masjid. I remember there was one person, he was responsible. His responsibility was the Madani Kafla. And no matter what the conversation was in front of him, it can be anything, cricket, politics, you name it, whatever the conversation is, he would join the conversation, but he would bring it round to Madani Kafla. Because he had this mindset that my job is to call people to the Madani Kafla, call people to this path. And that is something that we should be doing. We should be calling people to the path of righteousness and make a rule of it. You know, there's a hadith in which we are told that Hazrat Musa al-Islam asked that if you call someone to the path of righteousness, what is the reward for this? And Allah Azza wa Jalla said that for every word that you speak, you'll be rewarded with 1 year's worship for calling people to the path of righteousness. Now in that hadith, it doesn't state that if you successfully call someone, no, phoning somebody up and asking them, come to the weekly ishtima this week, it's on Thursday, it's at this time. This weekend we're going on Madani Kafla, do you want to come, can you come? He may come, he may not come, but you've done your job and you've got the reward. And this is what we should be doing. We should all be preachers. And wherever we are, whatever we do, we should all be calling people to the path of righteousness.